have a horn. And my uncle had a horn, and they had hogs in the same woods almost together. And Papa's hogs come to his horn, and his hogs go to his horn, but they wouldn't go to...
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That would tell them apart like
if, if a hog come up with your hogs and belong to the other fellow when you blow on your horn, you can get you some clubs and run him off or make the dogs catch him and touse them a little bit, and he wouldn't come back to that horn no more.
Hmm.
And that's the agreement they had, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
And they had to train stuff to that effect. But the other feller, it didn't make no difference where a man was at. If your dinner, a few of them had dinner bells around, what we call old dinner bells in the country, or your horn. If somebody started blowing a horn or ringing one of them dinner bells, he went around and unhooked his horse right there and threw that harness back and got on him, and away he went.
Hmm.
And he'd go right out the back of the field or anywhere, a rail fence, or lay a, what you call laying a gap down, you know.
Yes, sir.
Lay the fence rows, you know how them old rails made, they'd lay them down and have a place to go through. He'd lay it down where that horse could jump over it, and he'd go see what was wrong.
Hmm.
But now then, people don't pay no attention to horns blowing and bells ringing or nothing. That's the way they had to communicate, you know, with them horns during the war.